How much do you rely on GPS? It's become a bit like electricity or water. We hardly notice when it's working properly. We can be in big trouble when it goes down. GW economics professor and former Trump administration Transportation Department Assistant Secretary Diana Furchtkott-Roth writes in a Wall Street Journal op-ed that GPS is vulnerable. She's calling on the new administration to back it up and protect it from hackers or other vulnerabilities. It says it's important to remember how much our military relies on GPS. As well.
Well, every plane uses GPS. Waze uses GPS. And if it's spoofed, you can think that you're on 16th Street and your car is really on Jefferson Davis Highway. It's very, very fragile. There could be hostile powers that would do it. There could be an electromagnetic storm, or there could just be interference from some other system. We need to focus on preserving GPS so that we don't have some other system next to that bit of spectrum that makes it lose power.
What do you recommend that new Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg do in terms of shoring it up and protecting it?
There were three laws passed that said that the Department of Transportation had to back up a GPS subject to congressional appropriations. So far, Congress has not appropriated the funds, but with a $3 trillion infrastructure bill coming down the pike and a $1.9 trillion stimulus package just passed, there seems to be funds for backing up GPS. And Secretary Buttigieg should ask Congress for the funds to back it up. We wrote a 450-page roadmap with different technologies showing how it can be backed up. And backing it up is not difficult. We have the technologies to do it. And we need to safeguard GPS to make it safe.
How much money are we talking about?
It depends on how much individuals pay for it compared with how much the government pays, but we're talking about $50 million to $100 million a year, which in the scope of a $3 trillion infrastructure bill is not so large. It's a fraction of a percent of what people are talking about for the infrastructure bill.
Now, in other similar cases, we've seen that hackers, for example, can mess with water systems, dams, and other systems that provide our clean drinking water, and they have successfully done that. Have there been cases where they've made attempts on GPS and have been partially successful but then pushed back somehow?
There have been many attempts on GPS. One of the best known is when the Iranians spoofed a British tanker to think that it was in international waters, and really it was in Iranian waters, then the Iranians picked it up and held those British soldiers hostage. We have many tanks, many armored carriers in different parts of the world, such as in the desert in Afghanistan. The last thing we want is young men and women who put their lives on the line every day to find that they lose GPS or that they think it's in a different place. They put their lives on the line every day, and we owe it to them to back up GPS.
I believe you just answered it, but I wanted to follow up. What is a worst case scenario here, beyond the fact that we're trying to drive somewhere and we're not getting clear directions?
The worst case scenario is when one of our young men and women in uniform in some deserted part of the world where they are putting their lives on the line find that they lose GPS and they cannot get to safety. That is the worst case scenario, and we owe it to them to reinforce GPS so that this doesn't happen and to safeguard it from systems that want to be right adjacent to the band that would throw GPS off.
As for a final thought, and we wrap up here, do you sense a reluctance in this very new administration to do something about this, or is it more about, you know, we have other priorities right now, we'll get to it later? What is your sense of the urgency?
This is a nonpartisan issue. There's Republicans and Democrats who have come out fully in favor of backing up GPS. It's just up to Congress to get around to authorizing the funds.
That is GW economics professor and former Transportation Department Assistant Secretary Diana Furchtkott-Roth joining us on Skype. Her op-ed about shoring up GPS was published in the Wall Street Journal.